The Philadelphia region is slated to become one of 7 hydrogen hubs across the country. The federal government wants to use hydrogen to help put a dent in emissions that fuel global warming. From WHYY's climate desk, Susan Phillips reports on a public meeting yesterday where environmentalists clashed with Pennsylvania's governor over the issue.
More than 100 union members, fossil fuel executives, and environmentalists converged at the Steamfitters Local 420 headquarters in Northeast Philadelphia to get more information about potential production and usage of green hydrogen. The idea behind green hydrogen is that it would be produced using wind and solar, emitting little to no climate warming gases while at the same time creating thousands of union jobs.
We are all in when it comes to the hydrogen hubs.
But as soon as Governor Josh Shapiro began speaking, he was interrupted by Maya Van Rossum with the Delaware Riverkeepers.
I'd like the governor to please answer the question.
Yelling and shouting accomplishes nothing.
Van Rossum says a faraway union hall is not a welcoming place to hold a public meeting. As others chimed in, union members objected.
Sit down.
Why was it picked here?
We're not here to hear you.
Sit the f*** down.
Please. Governor Shapiro continued his speech as the union hall erupted in cheers and jeers.
This is a big deal. And you know why this is a big deal? Because today is the beginning of engagement on building a clean energy future here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Hydrogen opponents say they don't trust it will be truly green hydrogen. Leaders of the Mach 2 Hydrogen Hub team say they are committed to an open and transparent process. For the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.